great politics that I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Johnny Taco in the house.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the left coast. Live from the west coast, folks. The left coast, west coast, one and the same. The bottom line is, I am Johnny Taco. Welcome to Sports Overnight America. The second hour of this live show, the only live show going on in the continental USA. The bottom line is, we're talking sports and smack for the next hour, at least 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We could talk about the pussification of Cam Newton. What was he thinking? MVP? Yeah, man, please give that award back. After what you did in the Super Bowl, you should give all your money back to the people that bet against you. I mean, they can bet with you and the Carolina Panthers. They all lost because you didn't come to win, baby. Cam, I don't think you're a winner. Bottom line is, I picked you to win, but, you know, let's be honest. I got to eat some crow there. I thought Carolina was going to romp all over them. The bottom line is Charles Day and Dominic and Mattis, of course, two of the all-stars here on Johnny Taco. Those all-stars were correctamundo. Speaking of correctamundo, open phone lines coast to coast again, 1-800-878-7529. NBA, little baseball, some soccer, maybe a little wrestling, some boxing, and of course, talk about concussions. We'll hear from concussions both from a high school level and a professional level. And of course, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am Johnny Taco. Johnny Taco and his all-stars for the next hour. Open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing? Yeah, at Taco Man Radio. This is Taco Man and Radio, live from San Francisco on Sports Byline, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Don't feel sorry for Indians, though. Don't. Because Indians got it made now. They got casinos. It's not like before. Chief Sitting Bull, Flying Eagle, not same names anymore. Hey, what's your name, dude? Counting White Money. That's my name. I'd like you to meet my daughter, Cha-Ching. Say hello, Cha-Ching.
Be talented, but sometimes plagiarizing. Carlos Mencia. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Sitting in front of the mic tonight is Mr. Johnny Tackle via Skype, of course, from his palatial palace in Hillsborough, California. And if you want to know what Hillsborough is all about, folks, just punch in Hillsborough on Google, and you know exactly what my co-host, Dominic Commanders, is all about and why he is not chauffeured in each night to do the show. He just does the show from his home in Hillsborough. Are you okay tonight, Prince?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you, sir.
Okay. The bottom line is we're talking sports for the next hour, at least 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. NBA All-Star Game is coming up tomorrow. Of course, that's live on TV. We talked an hour number one how the NFL All-Star Game is just like the All-Pro, the Pro Bowl game, is just falling apart. Not happening with the NBA because the NBA is one big two-day event.
Yeah, you know, or I mentioned it earlier, Saturday night is where it's at. You've got the dunk contest, you got the three-point shootout, skills challenge. That's what gets everybody really hyped up. And then come Sunday for the All-Star game, it's a little different because the physical demands of running up and down a court are far less than running in pads in heat, in the tropical heat. And guys, it's smaller teams, so I think guys appreciate more getting to play with guys they normally don't get to play with, even more than in the NFL, especially now that the NFL's got this whole draft thing where, guys from different teams can play together and against each other. I think that's their attempt at making it fun. But the NBA, it's just one giant offense fest, and it's fun. Fans pay to see scoring. And that's what you get when you get the NBA All-Star Game. I think it's doing just fine, and it's hanging strong.
All right, now, how come Steph Curry didn't win the three-point shooting contest when he's the best shooter in basketball history? Is he just show off at the Oakland Coliseum is at it during practice?
No, it's funny that you mentioned that because Steph put on, I believe he put 23 points up in the final round, which in most cases would have been really good, but his fellow Splash brother Klay Thompson just went ahead and dropped 27 in the final round. And people have always made the analogy between the two, maybe not an analogy, but the comparison between the two, that Klay is the better pure shooter. It's just that Steph can hit it from anywhere off any dribble. But if you were, and people have said it, Jim Barnett said it, I think even maybe Rick Barrios said it, that if you did a straight-up shooting contest, kind of like you had tonight with the three-point shootout, they'd pick Klay just because of the quickness of his release and his consistency. Steph can beat you off a dribble between his legs, spinning, and then chucking up a three and hitting it. But if he gets his feet set, Klay arguably is the better shooter, and he proved that tonight. Fantastic performance by both guys, but Klay was absolutely phenomenal.
What? All right. Now, speaking, we'll stick with the Golden State Warriors before I go to the salary cap thing. Golden State Warriors, I mean, there really is talk now. It's gone past you and I and Charles Jay and Zach as far as Kevin Durant coming to the Warriors.
Yeah, it's going to keep going until the end of the season, whether Durant gets signed and traded, whether he re-ups with the Thunder, which I don't quite see happening. It's going to be an ongoing thing. And then if the Warriors win another title this year or make a very deep run, the rumors are just going to pick up even more because, hey, Kevin, these guys have made it, one, two in a row, or have won one and gotten really close to another one. This might, and they're young. That might be your best option. Maybe you should go there. So it's going to be a rumor until it gets settled. And I don't see it slowing down. It's only going to pick up steam as we go along here, especially if the Thunder get bounced early in the playoffs, which is a possibility. The Western Conference, while not as strong as normal, come playoff time, I expect all eight teams to be very competitive. So if the Thunder get bounced maybe first, second round, you're going to start hearing, Durant, where's he going to go? He can't win with Russell Westbrook. Look, he lost again. Where's he going to go? And it's just going to keep going and going.
Okay, what is this new super salary cap? What's that all about?
So the NBA is expected to have a new television deal, and you're very aware television deals equal cha-ching, cha-ching.
You mean like Carlos Macias was talking about his Indian girlfriend there?
A little bit, okay. Adam Silver, the commissioner, is like, oh, new TV deal, cha-ching, me like money. But yeah, they're going to have a new TV deal, and it's expected to be the biggest in the NBA's history, and that's going to – the salary cap, I think, is – Last
it's gonna
I read,
jump to $90 million.
Yeah, last I read, it was gonna jump about 30% at least, and that's a huge jump. And now all of a sudden, you know, and a lot of teams are playing in the past couple off seasons have been playing for in anticipation of this huge jump in salary cap, because now you know the Warriors, they if the salary cap's not going to jump, I don't think they necessarily give Draymond Green and Klay Thompson max contracts. Because think about it. You'd have three max contracts on the books, and you'd have to pay Steph still. And then once you pay Steph, you're going to have four max contracts on the books. And then you can't really bring anybody in. But now that you might have up to $30 million that you necessarily didn't have this year, the potential for a guy like Kevin Durant, it exists. And, you know, the Sixers, salary dump, salary dump, salary dump, tanking as much as they can. Well, guess what? Next year or 2 years from now, when the Sixers have hardly anybody under contract making a lot of money, they can become genuine players and try to lure any free agent they want. Granted, the team's probably not going to be very good, so their ability to get guys to come over might be an issue. But where I do see the salary cap being raised helping tremendously is with a team like the Lakers. Kobe will be off the books. They'll have a few rookies, a couple veterans, nothing substantial on the books for next year and beyond. They, unlike Philly, have the ability to be like, hey, come here, come play in LA. We're a franchise that has won title after title after title, second most in the NBA history behind the Celtics. You get to play under the bright lights. The Staples Center with their show lighting where they dim the crowd and just have the court lit up. You get to see Jack Nicholson and all these other stars right there. You can build your brand in L.A. So the salary cap going up is going to allow L.A., I think, if they spend the money correctly, to expedite this transition from going to Kobe to the next generation of Lakers basketball.
Of course, Kobe and is costing the Lakers $25 million. Speaking of Kobe, the All-Star game. Steph Curry said, don't pass me the ball, take the shot. Steph Curry trying to give the old man his props in his last game.
Yeah, you know, Kobe should not be in this All-Star game, but he's in because he's kind of earned.
Because he's Kobe.
He's earned it. The fans voted him in. He said, it's stupid. I don't know why I'm in it, but you know he's going to appreciate it. And the guys are going to try to get Kobe his fill. If they can get Kobe an All-Star game MVP in his last one, he's going to do it. But Kobe's the kind of guy that, at least at this point in his career, now that he's retiring, he appreciates the attention, but I think he kind of wants to just deflect as much as he can, which is far from easy, especially for a guy like Kobe, who's been such a polarizing figure his entire career. And he's saying, hey, you know what, Steph? It's you guys' time to shine. This is my last one. I shouldn't be here. You guys are the real all-stars. Go ahead and do your thing. Don't worry about feeding me the ball and getting my fill. But you know it's going to happen. They're going to – Popovich is probably going to call some plays for Kobe, design some plays. We'll see if Kobe takes the shot. I don't remember the last time I've ever said that, but we'll see if he takes the shot.
Well, if Kobe doesn't pull his ACL or tear his ACL warming up, I'll be happy, okay? The bottom line is he's old. He's older than dirt, and he should go away and just give his $25 million back to the team, because the bottom line is he's just taking up space that belongs to a young man. This is a young man's sport. It's not an old man's sport. Changing gears here. Of course, we're talking sports basketball right now, NBA with my man Dominic Jimenez. Dom, I got to ask you, when you look at the 2016 season thus far as the Golden State Warriors are concerned, are we still looking at Golden State, San Antonio, and Cleveland? Are those still the three top teams?
Yeah, they're still the three top teams. It's not even really close. Although we do have to include Oklahoma City, I take that back. Oklahoma, San Antonio, and Golden State are the only teams with 40 wins. Cleveland's only at 38. So I'd put Golden State, San Antonio, and Oklahoma City probably in that top tier. Cleveland would kind of be a 1B team. And then just under that, you're going to have teams like Toronto, Boston, the Clippers, teams that are above the rest but not quite at the level as these other teams. And it's amazing what the Warriors have done. But huge credit to San Antonio. Warriors have the greatest 52-game start in NBA history. Spurs are 3.5 games back. Absolutely fantastic job by the Spurs this year.
Before we run out of time here in this NBA segment on Sports Over in America, let's talk about the greatest five basketball players of all time. If I had five guys I wanted to start as an all-star team, or I wanted to put five guys on the court, these five guys would be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at center, Rick Barry at small forward, LeBron James at the big forward side, Michael Jordan as a shooting guard, Walt Frazier as the point guard. I think that's going to be the best team I could ever come up with. What about you, Dominic?
Yeah, so I tried to keep it position-wise like you did. I've got Magic at the point. Just what he could do on the court, absolutely outstanding. Obviously, you're going to have Jordan at the two at the shooting guard. There's no way, unless you did some small ball kind of stuff, there's no way he shouldn't be there. I've got Bird / LeBron at small forward. Just both of them bring different things to the table, but probably two of the greatest forwards ever. Power forward, I've got Tim Duncan, the big fundamental. He's got the rings. He's got the acumen. He's got the stats. Fantastic. And at center, I've got Wilt / Bill Russell. It was a little hard for me. One, you know, Bill Russell, the defensive stopper. Wilt, the offensive force that he was. So I kind of gave it a / there.
Interesting. Of course, that's the top five. Zach Attack was the guy that designed that segment, and he bowed out the last minute. And, of course, he made a cameo appearance as Peyton Manning in hour number one. Take it back. Yeah, in hour number one. You are tuned to Sports Over to America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Still got some NFL to talk, a little Bill Walsh. Looking back at Bill Walsh, the greatest coach of all time. Cut short, of course, his life cut short by cancer. But the bottom line is, when I saw him work, I mean, he was just... he was a genius. I mean, the professor of professors. Here he was designing next week's game as we're walking to the press conference just after winning this week's game. He was the genius of geniuses, the coach of coach, Bill Walsh. Still to come here in hour number two of Sports Over in America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast. Join myself and Dominic, 1-800-878-7529.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
right immediately.
It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Yeah.
You let people know that you're battling cancer right now. You're usually such a private person. Why'd you decide to go public with that?
Well, I had to, because so many people knew. And I couldn't have my secretary mislead people any longer. I mean, I had 50, 60 phone calls to my former players when the word gets around to me, newspaper people calling me, and I just had to come forward with it, or they would do it on their terms, mm-hmm. and I would have to sort of try to correct what they said.
Were you impressed at all with the response you got from the people here in San Francisco, at least?
It's been unbelievable. It really has. Maybe it's just a certain time and place, certain age of the people and the memories they have. I don't blame them, because we had some exciting teams.
What do you think of the genius label?
For me?
For you. Because you know it's out there.
All you're doing is targeting yourself. So it didn't make a bit of difference. Either you won games or you lost them. I died when we lose a game. I mean, I would die. If we'd win, I'd take my wife to dinner. About halfway through dinner, I'd get silent and stare off into space. She said, "What is it?" I said, "We're playing Dallas next week." So you get about half a meal out before you start reverting right back to, and I'm starting to draw X's and O's on the napkin.
Do you miss that?
I miss the technical side of it, every little thing, every detail. Unfortunately, in my case, I can envision 11 men at one time, and I can still see them. But that was at the height of my career. I had a real feel for what everybody was doing. But I really enjoyed designing plays to beat defenses. But I also enjoyed the players themselves and the teasing. We had so much fun.
And obviously, you won 3 Super Bowls, and you were a fantastic coach. But you talk to football people, and they talk about your personnel skills, that you drafted 3 guys that arguably are the best ever to play their position in Ronnie Lott, Joe Montana, and Jerry Rice.
Well, we had to find out. Joe looked like a Swedish place kicker when we drafted him. So how could you tell until he started playing? And Jerry Rice was a phenom, incredible athlete, but at Mississippi Valley State.
Right.
So a lot of people didn't take it seriously. And Ronnie Lott was the premier defensive back, and we were very fortunate to get him when we did. I shouldn't have walked away to start with. We had won the Super Bowl. We had the best young team in football. And I walked away leaving a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I could have stayed in and won more Super Bowls. I wish I'd have done that.
Really?
But I don't lose sleep over it, you know. But I do think another year or two would have been right at the top of my game and the team's game.
When you look back on your days in football, both in college and at the NFL, what is it that you take the most pride in?
Well, from winning, but more importantly, the great players that we produce over a period of time. I can just name off, and many of them are almost Hall of Famers, but it was really a marvelous group of players. We had a Camelot football team.
1979, leaving Stanford University, coming to the NFL, he went 2-14. I remember that season, Bill Walsh, I watched a video of him and talking about coming back on the plane after the last game of the season, saying, I'm ready to resign. I can't handle it anymore. He just couldn't handle losing. Of course, then he comes back in 1988. They improve a little bit, 6-10. 81, they win the Super Bowl, of course, over the Cincinnati Bengals. They went 13-3. They come back in 1984. They went to the Super Bowl again. And, of course, in his Larry last game in 1988, the 49ers won their third Super Bowl with Bill Walsh. Of course, that was an incredible experience, no doubt about it. Bill Walsh, the genius of geniuses, is that overplayed too much there, Dominic Jimenez?
Not one bit. Not one bit at all.
I mean, the West Coast office, that's the NFL now, isn't it?
It really is, and you know, you even saw it in the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. Granted, part of it was his inability to throw the ball far, but he's kind of made a living in the last couple of years on those short little passes. Emmanuel Sanders, little outs, Demaryius Thomas on a slant, his tight end doing his thing, Owen Daniels there. The footprints of the West Coast offense, whether a team is, you know, going to deliberately say that's what they're running or featuring, there's footprints of it in every single offense in the NFL to this day.
Why did Walsh have to go in 88? Why did George Seifert take over? Was there politics going on there? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I'm not 100% sure about that one, but I'm sure when it comes down to something like that and someone like Bill Walsh stepping away, it is politics. I'm almost entirely certain that it had something to do with agreements and politics and all that kind of stuff that happens. You saw it with Harbaugh. It's the same kind of thing. I wouldn't be surprised if it was something similar with Walsh.
George Seifert back in the game. Speaking of Jim Harbaugh, he was in town, of course, for the Super Bowl. And did you get a chance to see him down there in Santa Clara?
No, I didn't get a chance to see him, but I saw on ESPN that he was up here. Didn't see him in person, though, but he made the rounds up here.
He was talking some smack.
Yeah, he was. He's never been one to, you know, hold back what he was thinking, and that's part of why he's no longer the 49ers head coach. But yeah, you know, Harbaugh was letting them fly. He very complimentary of Kaepernick still. I was a little surprised at how, you know, complimentary and supportive he was of him. But it kind of gives me a little bit of hope, a little bit.
Dominic's perfect segue into our next subject. I'm talking about Chip Kelly. What can Chip Kelly do for San Francisco? I would take that back. What can Chip Kelly do for Santa Clara?
Chip Kelly can attempt to bring some excitement back into this fan base and Santa Clara. This offense last year was absolutely pitiful. It was bad from the quarterback play to, you know, the scheming to the play calling. It was bad. And Chip Kelly's the offensive genius, the offensive whiz, the guru, whatever, you know, title you want to give him. Chip Kelly knows how to run an offense. That whole Oregon fast-paced breakneck offense, it worked to an extent in Philly. It bit him a little bit in the butt.
Dominic, his claim to fame is having 2 10-6 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if that puts him up there in with Bill Walsh.
No, but in terms of what he does on the offensive side of the ball, that's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the big picture with the defense and the special teams and all of that involved, or even his moves as the GM there, because he had all the he was calling the shots as the GM, which I don't agree with. But you saw what he did at Oregon. He kind of revived that offense, brought the new style, that fast pace. We're going to try to get X amount of like 20 seconds in between snaps or something like that. He can bring some excitement back to Santa Clara, and that's what really they need first. Before the wins, before the Super Bowls, they just need to bring some life back into that stadium. It's a great stadium, but you saw it. We've discussed it. There's a lot of empty seats, and it became a regular fixture down the stretch as the season progressed. I think Chip Kelly can get people interested again just by putting an interesting product on the field on the offensive side of the ball.
Unless the 49ers can put a tremendous winner on the field, I don't think they'll ever be quite the success they were in San Francisco as far as drawing is concerned. I just don't think the spirit's there. And, of course, people for years, and Colin Seymour, that columnist with the San Jose Mercury News, said last week that
It's been for years. The Niner fans were all about the San Jose people in the southern part of the peninsula. Guess what? I think they were the San Francisco 49ers. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast. Join us if you'd like. 1-800, or if you dare, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the left coast in the Sports Byline studios. Of course, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. This is Taco Man Radio.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
How much of your life is on your computer? What if your digital files vanished forever? It happens to families and businesses every day. Viruses, hackers, human error, anything can happen. That's why you need Carbonite Cloud Backup. Carbonite automatically backs up photos, music, spreadsheets, all kinds of files, and it makes it easy to restore them. Start a free trial today at Carbonite.com. No credit card required. Use offer code MUSIC to get two free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. Offer code MUSIC.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Grainger Tip of the Week. Proper lighting is important in any workplace. There's more to lighting than just watts. Learn lighting terms like color, foot candle, and lumens. Instead of fluorescent or CFL bulbs, choose LED bulbs for a brighter, whiter light. LEDs may cost more initially, but will last a lot longer and cost you less over the long run. As we age, we need more light, so light things up and see more of what is around you. And now, a word from Grainger.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered 3 drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about 3/4 of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill 2 ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
I retired because of concussions in 2005, the summer 2005, and I didn't. And at that time, I just knew my head hurt. Okay, guys weren't retiring because of concussions at the time.
Right.
I retired because my head hurt. My personality was changed. I knew that the first hit of training camp in 2005, if I was actually, I would have gotten concussed. I was getting concussed the first hit of every training camp. Wow. starting in about 2002. And then once I would get that first one, I would be more susceptible to getting them. So look, what happened was, for years there, I had a bad drug addiction, and it was, a lot of it was because I wanted to feel better. My head hurt. My personality had changed. And so I wanted to feel better and feel like my old self. So it led to years and years of drug addiction, which I've gotten that cleaned up. And I've done so much research. I've gone to different types of doctors, neurosurgeons, neurologists, neuropsychologists, family doctors, psychiatrists, on and on and on. to try and find answers. And I found what best works for me. I have a blueprint for success for me, and I'm doing much better. And I do the radio down in Houston, Texas on Sports Radio 610 CBS Radio. Mm-hmm. And that cognitively challenges me every single day.
No question about that. Radio's a challenger. Ted Johnson, the former New England Patriots linebacker, talking about his woes in the NFL. I mean, basically, Dominic Jimenez, of course, the co-host here of Sports Over America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. You know, we talked about eliminating the Pro Bowl. I think that's a good thing as far as health is concerned. So we get less one less contact game out of the way. But you know, are we going to be looking at football in 10 or 15 years from now the same way we're looking at it now? I mean, you know, the concussion thing, this was swept under the rug of the Oscars, I think, because the NFL power. Would you think that was because it was swept under the rug of the Oscars because of the NFL's powerful positions in the world?
I think that's a huge part of it. You know, the NFL, it didn't paint them in the greatest light. And it was all true. You know, Dr. Amalu had his issues with the NFL and them trying to, you know, suppress his findings and all that, kind of sweep that under the rug off to the side. And he stood firm. And I think the NFL has a little bit of clout when it comes to the movie Concussion getting the kind of attention it really deserved. And it's funny, you know, you heard Ted Johnson talking about concussions. I was down at Radio Row with Rick Tittle and Ron Barr the entire week. We had a handful of guys come on, and it was funny because some of them were all about talking about concussions. Ted Johnson, I think he was on there for a company called Cirascan. It's a new type of brain imaging that you can see the blood vessels and stuff. And then you had some of these other guys come on, you know, including Tony Dorsett and Gale Sayers, where we could talk to them about anything except concussions. So it's kind of interesting to see, I don't want to call it a generational thing, but it's interesting to see where concussions and CTE is kind of at a divide amongst former players. And I think, you know, kind of like you said, in 10 years, who knows where we're going to be looking at this? Who knows what kind of advancements in terms of technology on the field we're going to be making? And who knows what kind of advancements in the hospitals, clinics and stuff that we're going to be seeing also. It'll be fascinating to see where we're at in 10 years.
That being said, is high school football or amateur football safe? Let's hear from this perspective.
Some say football is not a contact sport, it's a collision sport. Concussions are bound to happen. Former NFL player and now Davis High School defensive line coach Jason Fisk knows the risks all too well.
It's really the repeated concussions that cause the problem.
Fisk has a son on the team. The parent coach is proud of the new concussion program at Davis High School, not just for football, but all sports. It starts here in a computer lab. Any athlete can voluntarily take neurocognitive baseline testing.
In the event that they may be diagnosed with a concussion, they can take that test to their doctor, and we know where their baseline is and where it's safe to return back to play.
Athletic director Jeff Lawrenson says if an athlete suffers a concussion and still shows symptoms after taking the mandatory 7 days off, his coaches will keep that athlete off the sidelines until they're 100%. Soon, the entire school district will hold a meeting for parents and athletes where they'll hear from 5 concussion experts.
It's important to get the education to our parents, our community, our athletes, what a concussion is, what are some signs and symptoms, what are the protocols to return to play.
Varsity football players are wearing new top-of-the-line helmets this year. They have sensors which send an alert to a coach if a player is hit especially hard.
Sometimes kids get hit behind the play. You're watching the ball go this way, a kid gets hit behind the play, you have no idea that happened, and now he's on the field. So it's a great chance for us to be able to catch the hits that we don't see.
An alert does not mean the player necessarily has a concussion. It does allow coaches, trainers, and parents to better monitor their players' health.
As a father, certainly I want to keep my son safe. I want him to have the best equipment out there. I want to know that he's protected.
Ken Stabler, of course, do I need to go any further? Ken Stabler, Earl Morrill, of course, passed away in 2014. Both those quarterbacks played in the Super Bowl. Of course, Joe Capp played for the Minnesota Vikings in the Super Bowl. He's walking around half the time. He doesn't know who he is, so what I'm trying to say is I'm asking the question I've been asking this week in and week out. Is there a chance that football could be history at some point in time in the near future? Could that be Could danger actually shut the game of football? Is there a chance of ever happening, Dominic?
Not probably in our lifetimes, not at all. There's just too much money involved. I said it earlier. The NFL likes their money. And as long as they're going to be a multi-billion dollar corporation, if you will, I don't see it changing. Kids are going to – and the problem is, if you want to look at it at a youth standpoint, you know, why would you want to play football knowing the risks? For a lot of athletes, football is the only option. You know, there's a lot of people in communities where they're in really bad spots. Their only chance to get out of said community neighborhood is through sports, is through football. The only way that they can get to college is through football. So I think as long as the potential for reward is there, which I don't ever see that disappearing or dissipating, I think people will continue to play football. I don't see it until guys start getting killed on the field, and we're seeing that happen a lot with frequency. I don't see them shutting down one bit.
So what you're trying to tell me, though, as long as they're not dying instantly on TV, it's cool.
I'm not saying it's cool.
No,
I'm
that's
saying,
from the NFL's point of view. No, hey, you know.
Yeah. In a way, yes, absolutely.
Incredible. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking concussions, of course, in the NFL. And let me explain the brain to you, folks. I think the best way I can explain this to you is imagine a bar of soap in a soap dish. And the soap dish is sort of clinging to the bar of soap, but it's, you know, there's a little room for the bar of soap to move around in the soap dish, okay? That's the way the brain sort of fits in the head. And when it's banged around, it's banged too hard against the side of the head, the side of the skull, it bleeds. There's a little bleed, and that's what they call a concussion. It's a brain bleed, okay? And if they get these repetitively, end up being like Chris Benoit, that professional wrestler that slaughtered his family before committing suicide in 2007, I believe, in North Carolina, or you end up like Junior Seau, I mean, who killed himself, or Ken Staber, who died not knowing who he was, or Joe Capp, who can't figure out what day of the week it is. I mean, is the reward really worth the risk? I'm going to ask you that. If you're a child, you haven't got a kid yet, but if you had a kid right now, Dominic, and he was 12 or 13 years old, and you had to answer this question, football or not, what would it be?
No.
Okay.
And I'd be firm with it.
And I'll go back to it. And then, in general speaking, for the human race, is the reward worth the risk?
Again, I think that's in a way a situation by situation case kind of thing. But yeah, you know, with the amount of money, again, it comes down to the money. With the amount of money getting thrown around, a guy is able to not only secure his financial, create financial stability for himself, but he's also able to create financial stability for his family for multiple generations. I do think that you're going to start seeing more and more early retirements. We see it right now. Calvin Johnson reportedly going to retire age 29. Marshawn Lynch reportedly going to retire age 29. They both had health injuries in the past, not concussions or anything, but Marshawn had he's had quad and hamstring problems. He had a sports hernia this year. Calvin Johnson, every week it seems like he's dinged up somewhere in the lower half. I think this is going to be the first wave of change. I know that's kind of what you're looking to see is how are things going to change. I think the earlier retirements is the first step in creating this cultural change regarding football and safety.
How do you not make football a collision sport?
I don't think you can.
You can't.
It's kind of the sport.
But if we've got collisions going on, there's going to be injuries, and where there's injuries, and a lot of times, you know, I really think it's cool they're coming up with these 21st century helmets that can tell you when a guy takes a hard hit and things like that. But you know, a lot of times it's the athlete himself. You know, I mean, I remember one time I got knocked down in Las Vegas by a guy named Ernie Chavez. He could knock me down the second round, and I got up, and there were three or four different referees. There was actually only one referee in the ring, but there was three or four of them standing in front of me. And when I looked across the ring at him, Dominic, there was four or five of him. So I was wise to say, when he said, "Do you want to continue?" I said, "No." But guess what? I'm the minority there. Most guys would have said, "Okay, let's go."
Yeah, there's two things that I think are the things there. One, it's a pride thing. A lot of guys don't want to be like, "Oh, my head hurts. I can't come out of the game." And I think the second thing is, you know, obviously these star players, you look at a Marshawn Lynch, a Calvin Johnson, if they come out of the game, their job, they're going to have their job. But if you look at a, you know, a fourth receiver that's having an opportunity to play because of injuries ahead of him, if he says, oh, you know what, my head hurts, I think I might have a concussion, and takes himself out of the game, that's opportunity lost for him and potentially money lost for him. Say he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. The top two receivers, Carolina, that's a perfect example. Their top receiver's out. So say their number three guy becomes a starter now. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. He's going to try everything in his power to do what he can in order to earn the big paycheck. Because that's when people get paid, is free agency. The rookie contracts, they don't get paid squat. And the NFL's kind of bracketed that structure so that there's not overpricing at each position, draft position, excuse me. So if a guy has an opportunity to make a lot of money and get that financial security I was talking about a few minutes ago, it's hard for him to take himself out of the game. Good does point. That make sense?
It does. You know, when I worked at KNBR back in the 80s, Gene Washington was a former SF 49er, number 18. He was an all-pro wide receiver. But he used to slide like Willie Mays. I mean, and I told him one day, we're on the radio, the guy, you know, you got a better slide than Willie Mays. I never realized why he was sliding. I said, because I don't want to get messed up. That's what he told me. I don't want to get messed up. But I didn't realize what he meant by back then, because it was football. You see what I'm saying? But now I realize what he was talking about, because he didn't want to get messed up.
And that's genius. And I think it might be something that you see down the line as a cultural shift. But right now, imagine a guy sliding all the time. He's going to get that moniker for being a wuss. Oh, he doesn't want to get hit. Oh, he's not willing to fight for his team for those extra yards. So until you start seeing, multiple guys doing it, or a guy brave enough to take on that machismo kind of role and try to shift and alter people's views on it, it's going to be an issue. Kind of like Rick Barry in the underhanded free throws. You got guys shooting 30% free throws, but they're too much of a – too macho, too bro, if you will, to shoot underhand like a grandma.
Good point. Talking about, of course, the football, concussions, and everyday life, man. I mean, you can, like, walk down the street, fall down, hit your head, and have a concussion. I understand that. But when you're paid to do it and you get repeatedly get hit on the head, things aren't good. You're tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
WBO light heavyweight title holder, the Crusher, Sergey Kovalev, of course, coming off that crushing win over Gene Pascal a fortnight ago on HBO. He's lining up. Guess who? Andre Ward, 2004 Olympic gold medalist out of Oakland, California. Of course, unbeaten, 27-0, fought most of the fights at 168 pounds after breaking in at 160. Then 168 became the champion. Now he's fighting at 175. He and Kovalev, an even fight according to some odds makers. And that fight looks to take place in July or August, possibly in Las Vegas. Some other news, the WBO heavyweight title holder, of course, Tyson Fury, 25-0, coming off that win just a couple of months ago over the longest reigning WBO champion in history. I'm talking about Vladimir Klitschko, 63-4. The rematch is supposed to happen. Wembley Stadium, they just haven't got a date yet, so we'll see what's happening with that. In the world of the UFC, of course, the UFC coming alive as far as the UFC is concerned. Every day of the week, you can check them out at USC.com, BloodyElbow.com. But as far as combat sports is concerned and the WBO is concerned, the WBO brings you Ring Talk live worldwide. If you're a boxing fan or an MMA fan, you need to check out Ring Talk. It airs Saturday and Sunday with some guy named Pedro Fernandez, whoever that turkey is. Anyway, Pedro Fernandez hosts this show, Ring Talk live worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sports Byline. Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. But he's got the insight, the scoops on the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization. Follow them on Facebook or check them out on their website, WBOboxing.com. The bottom line is, Dominic, I had a great time tonight. You're the man. I want to thank you and Charles Jay and, of course, all our other guests as far as YouTube's concerned. But, man, you just keep knocking them out of the ballpark, my brother.
Much appreciated. I'm going to go retreat to the different room in my palatial state.
The palatial palace of Hillsborough, California is where he resides. I'm talking about Dominic Jimenez. Good night to you, Dom.
You too. Thank you.
This is a Taco Man. I am Johnny Taco. I thank you so much for enjoying allowing me to enjoy your time here on Sports Byline. Peace, love, lots of respect. We'll see you soon.